time for Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. And Ron from the Cass County Animals Control is joining us today, along with Stormy. Yeah. And Stormy is Stormy likes to roam.
Yeah.
Very much.
Storm is rolling around the studio this morning.
I think she's like a hide and seek champion too.
It looks like it. Yeah. As soon as you brought her in, you let her loose, and she was just like under the table, going all over the place.
Lots of exploring.
Yeah.
She's very fascinated by the wires under our board.
Which that's like, not good.
No.
Not at all.
You will definitely not be considered for Coast Office Cat if you act like that. But so tell us a little bit about Stormy. Came to you earlier last month.
Yep. Just about a week before Christmas. She came in with her cohort and crying muffins. And just had found out that the family had a newborn baby, and the baby was deathly allergic to cats. So it was kind of a tough situation for the family to give up their pets. And Stormy's 2.5 years old. You know, she's already been, spayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the shelter, she's been pretty easygoing, pretty mild-mannered, well-natured cat. I think she's got a little bit of separation anxiety this morning, as I was seeing on the way over here. So she was not happy with the ride over. So maybe it was the weather. She's got a little road rage or something from the slow people driving. But she's a really cool cat. I'm not gonna deny it.
Maybe she's not a morning cat.
No,
I'm loving the like.
It's early.
I'm loving the like tiger stripe kind of look that Stormy has.
Yeah,
she's. You can see her on our Facebook page right now. She's getting up close and personal with Jacob filming this whole thing. But she's kind of roaming around, checking the whole place out, seeing the whole thing. And being a young, very curious cat, what kind of ideal family would you say would be good for Stormy?
Well, she came from a family that had a couple of kids and some young ones. So she's going to adapt to pretty much any environment.
Yeah.
What about dogs?
She hasn't had a problem with dogs either, so she'd fit in about any home that I think we can put her into.
Wonderful.
So, and if somebody's looking for the twofer special, she would definitely fit in. You know, take her cohort and cry muffins with her as well too.
Stormy and muffins.
Yeah.
I like that. That's like a comic book. I think that'd be some great comic book characters, and you probably have a lot of good adventures with those cats. And you guys always do something really great at the Cass County Animal Control when you guys do come here for Furry Friends Friday. Is that right?
We do. I mean, we've got to go right in with Furry Friends Friday, so I'm going to throw in Free Cat Friday as well, too. So keep the moniker going.
Wonderful.
Is it Free Cat?
Free Cat Free Friday. Cat. Yeah.
And isn't there another special that you guys run? And it's like, what is it, 10?
Yeah, that's the sheriff's special. We kind of got it. It kind of cringe a little bit. You know, we don't need to be starting some hoarding situations. But, it's buy a cat, and get 10 free. So.
Why not? Yeah.
So it's one of the things that we're trying to promote, just spay neuter your pets, especially with cats, because they're so easily reproductive.
Definitely.
That we get an overabundance, and that's why I try to bring cats over here to try to get the word out, hey, we need some help.
Yeah, I got the Cat Lady starter kit.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, if you get 1 and 10 for free, I mean, you might as well start stocking up.
It's a great way to get going.
Real quick, Ron, you guys have some things going on here all next month. You guys are going to be very busy with an adoption event and a couple vaccination clinics, right?
Yeah, you'd think with the way the cold weather is, we'd kind of wait till warmer weather to do this. But February is a pretty busy month for us. Next Saturday on the 2nd in Dowagiac, they're having their annual Ice Fest. And Bow Wow Bakery and Bath is hosting us for an adoption event, and we'll be there at their store with a couple of animals there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Wonderful.
And then the following Saturday on the 9th, and we have a rabies vaccination clinic at the shelter, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we'll get a week's break and go back on the 23rd, again at the shelter from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., another vaccination clinic. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing 1-year and 3-year rabies vaccinations and 5-way vaccinations. And we just ask that you call the shelter for your reservation, so that way make sure we've got enough vaccinations on hand for the pets.
And what is that number for you guys?
The number to the shelter is 269-445-3701.
Okay.
And we also have the information posted on our website, too.
Wonderful. Well, go adopt Stormy or any of the wonderful animals over at Cass County Animal Control right there on M62 in Cassopolis. Ron, always good to see you, and thanks for bringing Stormy.
Yeah.